Any questions? Is there anybody else to testify on this? Yes, Hall.
There was one other thing I had to say, excuse me. One thing, they said that the Canadians on the troll fleet there, they didn't put out the regulation or the number of lines that they can use. Now, the Canadians can fish an unlimited number of lines in the past. They fished 12, 14, 16 lines, where we just cut down to 4 below Cape Spencer and 6 above. And they're on the size of their fish, you never brought out this, which you should question. So what size king salmon that they can catch? On the outside fishery, they can catch a certain size, which is 26 inches, I think. And there's no limit on one of the other fisheries unless they've just passed these regulations. Well, these people are catching these shakers coming up, and they're turning around catching the shakers, or the prime salmon going down, these Canadians are. And that's never been addressed in this thing. I just wish you'd question a little bit.
Yes, sir. I want to state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm John Wilcox, president of the Juneau Hand Troll Association, amongst other things. Just had a couple of numbers here to throw at you, and I figured it might be interesting. In 78, the southeast Chinook take was around 400,000. In 79, we took 366,000. Now, if the low limit goes through in 1982 to the 243 limit, we'll have been knocked back 40% in 4 years. And I'm sure that if the bureaucrats that are proposing these kind of cuts were, had their salaries knocked off 40%, you would hear a bunch of squalling from here to Utopia and back. That's all I wanted to get across. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question about that.
If there's no more testimony on resolution number 70, we'll go to number 79. Steve, I see you. Mr. Bedard.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just make one other comment on that patrol. A question was asked, and I would be glad to respond to it. The Canadian fisheries did have, it was unrestricted, but that means to fish 12 to 16 lines. And last year they restricted them down to 6. But while that seemed kind of nice, I'm not sure it was a Chinook conservation measure, because what they're catching with a high number of lines was primarily their pink, making their pink and sockeye economically viable. I think the reason they dropped back to 6 probably had more to do with pressure from their other gear groups and getting their trollers off the pinks and sockeye than it did to conserving Chinook and coho, because I think the 6 line rigs were probably just as good or better for Chinook and coho.
How about the size of the salmon they catch?
Canadians have never adopted our 28-inch limit. I think currently they're fishing a 26-inch limit in their commercial troll, and I can't swear to you about the recreational, inside recreational fisheries. I do know that both fisheries, the fishery off of Washington and the fishery off Canada, have a lot higher shaker ratios than anything we've seen normally see up here. The resolution, if I can find it, you're addressing speaks to problems with the National Park Service in terms of implementing, adopting, and then implementing regulations on the National Park Service lands, and specifically mentions Glacier Bay. I guess the department, I noticed this is addresses more than just Glacier Bay. It says, and other national parks, preserves, and monuments in Alaska. I wanted to point out to the committee that we have a similar, in fact, I think they're modeled after each other, because our cooperative agreement with the National Marine Fisheries Service reads pretty much this way, in terms that in-season orders by the National Marine Fisheries Service, federal field orders will not become effective until, and then it reads pretty much they've got to use our system for public notification. I would strongly support that. I'm not sure whether it requires a resolution. We've talked to the Park Service, and they've indicated an interest in having a cooperative agreement with us. Similar to that, we have the National Marine Fisheries Service, which would put them more into the Alaskan public notification system. Federal agencies are used to doing all their publications in the Federal Register, and I don't know about you, but that's not my usual evening's reading, so I may read the newspaper, but I don't read the Federal Register. So I agree very much with the thought behind this resolution. This is the direction we are trying to proceed, and as I say, I think the National Marine Fisheries Service has agreed to this, and I think the Park Service indicated to us in conversation that they were going to. case of National Marine Fisheries Service, we do the issuance ourselves of fish and game field orders. Of course, in that case, we have been basically managing the fishery ourselves and issuing emergency order anyhow. We have a combined emergency order field order announcement. In the case of the Park Service, it would be Park Service regs, so it would probably be more appropriate if they issued them under our standard, under our procedures, rather than we issue them, because we don't know what to do with that.
Questions this evening? Thank you. Anybody else testify and send me now? Yes, ma'am, if you want to come forward.
I'm Jerry Musick, and I'm from Alpine Coke. I also work with various fisheries groups, in particular TROPAC. TROPAC would like to go on board as supporting this bill very strongly. In fact, we encourage you to use as strong as language as possible. Part of our suggestion would be to change on page 1, line 15, the whereas, strike the some commercial fishermen line and substitute the National Park Service failed to provide timely notice of the closure. We don't feel that it was a commercial fisherman's fault because he couldn't hear anything that wasn't coming out. We'd also like on line 21 to see added after the word closure caused, severe, unnecessary, and unwarranted economic loss to commercial fishermen, two strikes several. Elfin Cove is located right next to Glacier Bay or in the near vicinity. We're very much affected by anything that they do. We pick berries over there, we fish over there, we have our recreation areas over there. There's only a few miles separating us from Cove in the park. We also fish in that area, of course. We would appreciate knowing all the changes that we made. We've had a real difficult time getting them to even agree at first to both hearings. That was a real agreed to do the hearing and include us in a portion of it. But we would also like to know in advance of what's going on. And Steve said, we don't usually sit and browse through the National Fisheries Committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? I want to thank everybody. With that, we'll adjourn.